The six tribes of Wisconsin's Chippewa Federation sent a letter to the EPA May 27th asking them to invoke a section of the Clean Water Act to stop mining exploration by Gogebic Taconite. GTAC wants to build the largest open-pit iron ore mine in North America. Now the EPA has set a meeting with the Ojibwe bands for August 16th in Grand Traverse, Michigan. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says President Obama told Native leaders that the U.S. government has a covenant to protect tribal homelands.
I don't know of many other tribes that are under the type of imminent threat our tribe is under here as we form up the catch basin of a watershed that is slated for, you know, having its headwaters exploded. When I think about trust responsibility, the relationship between the states and the tribes, there definitely needs to be some federal activity in motion to protect our tribal homeland, and we'll see how that plays out.
Wiggins says new state mining laws don't protect the environment, and EPA intervention would allow federal regulators to gather the information. State law allows only state and mining employees within 600 feet of the mine site. GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says they want to continue exploration of the mine site.
Well, we find it confusing that folks want the science done, they want the research done, they want the facts to come out, and then they would petition to stop gathering the facts.
In February, the EPA invoked the Clean Water Act to stop Alaska's Pebble Mine in an effort to protect the Bristol Bay fishery. Federal regulators must decide if that mine would do irreparable damage there. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.